Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things made our love.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We update that every single day with new stuff to listen to read, to watch. You can take the poll question. You can subscribe to my newsletter. On and on. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. He's a business consultant extraordinaire. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about decision making, and I promise you I'd explain the Concord fallacy. This is a term that came from the Concord airplane development, the supersonic airplane development program that the English and the French had. You remember that back in the 70s, right?
Oh,
and
sure.
They wound up discontinuing that. Well, the Concord fallacy is a variation of what you talked about last time, the sunk cost practice. And basically, the Concord fallacy is that the people who developed the Concord knew before they ever took flight, before one airplane ever rotated off the ground, they knew that this thing was not going to be economically feasible. They knew that the thing was always going to lose money. And yet they didn't stop it because they had so much in it. That's the sunk cost thing, right? And that they kept thinking, well, we've got so much in it, we can't abort this, we can't abandon this. And number two, their ego got so involved, their national English and French ego got so involved that they kept spending taxpayers' money. And this is the kind of behavior, Tom, as you know, that will take you down. Because you and I don't get to spend taxpayers' money, right? We don't have a bottomless pit of money that we can just keep calling on. You know, we run out of money after a while. So the Concord fallacy is dangerous. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, Solyndra, which is a classic case.
Exactly.
I mean, they knew very early on they didn't have a viable business model,
and they took government money only a few days or weeks before they knew that, even though they knew they were going bankrupt.
Yeah. Yeah. And they looked at it and they said, well, wait a minute, this product has got absolutely no payback. It takes 30 years to pay back under the best case scenario, but the panels only last for 15 years.
Right.
So they knew we don't have
that's
a
perfect
product.
That's a classic. That we need to change the Concord fallacy to the Solyndra fallacy. Then that's better. That's even better than the Concord story.
I know.
So let
me give you another one.
Right. We're talking about decision-making, folks. We're talking about how to become a better, more discerning, more professional, maybe even a little bit ruthless decision-maker.
Right. And so one of the things is that we always tend to place more value on things that we own than things that we want to buy. And go to any garage sale and find this out. So let's say that you had, World Series tickets to your favorite team in your area.
Yeah.
And, you have a couple tickets, and you think, oh, I might sell them. And you say, well, I want, $2,000 for these tickets. And then everybody else are going to sit there and say, well, I'd like to go to the game, but, I'll give you, $600. Well, what happens is that we do the same thing in business. We always think that the things we own
mm-hmm.
are worth more than they are,
mm-hmm.
and the things that other people own are worth less than they are.
Especially because we remember how much we paid for something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so it's just another way, we like to call it in decision-making terms, mental accounting. And you really have to, again, the way you get around that trap is talking to people who aren't you, who don't have anything invested. If you don't have a dog in the fight, you're going to be much more dispassionate.
Well, the mental accounting you're talking about really is more accurately described as delusional.
It can be, absolutely.
Well, this is why, Tom, when I tell people if you've got an asset that's not performing, that you're not using, you know, don't hold out for a higher price. Get rid of it today for whatever somebody will pay you for it, because it's going to be worth less tomorrow than it is today.
It is. And our hope is always that, oh, no, things will get better. But you know what? Like you say, at the end of the year, take all your underperforming assets, sell them for what you can, and then take that money and invest it in something that's going to actually be profitable.
Same thing with inventory, not just equipment, but inventory.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What
absolutely.
Else? What else?
And the thing is there's a lot of free sites. You don't have to pay huge amounts of money. You can go to SCORE. You can go to the SBDC. You're going to get a free and very dispassionate view that is going to be invaluable. So really find people who are going to tell you things that you just can't see, because from a decision-making standpoint, it's very, very, very
even
difficult.
Counselors, even consultants have consult with other people about their own business. I used to help my clients when I had my consulting company, Tom. I used to help my clients make decisions. I was there. I was the person that they called on to help them make the hard decisions. But when I had to make hard decisions about my own business, I couldn't do it as well. I went to my clients and asked them to help me.
Absolutely. That's the way it works.
That's right. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. TomAnastasi.com is the website. The book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. Hey, Tom, happy 4th of July.
Oh, thank you. You too.
See you later next time. Quick break right after these messages. I'll be back. Stay with me.
When I was a young boy,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.